beast is a beast, and that's the least that any good beast can say. You want it to start, you won't want it to end, but to go on many a day. When you sit at the board, then rest assured, you'll be most wonderfied. Your mouth the water, you lick your lips, and your eyes will pop open wide. The beast, all good beasts cry. Just look at those victuals, oh me, oh my. I'd sing you a ballad about this salad, but that'd slow my pace. Now cut that cake, for goodness sake, I'm dying to feed my face. There's fruit and bread, or cheese instead, the soup's by the pail. You can wash it down with strawberry fizz or rich October ale. There's pasties and pies, there's no surprise, there's puddings and trifles galore. A meadow cream like a buttery stream, or crumble or flan to pour. Choose cordial or wine, it all tastes fine, so come on one and all. We're going to attend a feast, my friend, at the Abbey of Redwall.
Dwink had sung it so loud and fast that he ended up puffing for breath. When the surrounding applause was done, Spingo shot him a look of mock disappointment.
Don't they have porridge? I like porridge.
There was a moment's pause, then the friends broke into laughter. Knocko winked at Bosie.
She's a maid and a half, Tatton.
Apart from the painted ones, the marchers were in high good spirits. Redwallers, Gonfins and Gowson chattered together, laughing and singing. Tug o' Bruster was, of course, the exception. Sullen and ill-tempered, he went out of his way to find fault with every beast. Tala, mate of the slain chieftain, chiggered, knew the Gowson Logalog was avoiding her vengeful stare, so she began taunting him.
Look at me, Sparky Mouse! I watch her all the time! First chance Tala gets, she kill ya! Oh yes, I'll creep up all quiet and make wormy of ya! Don't turn your back! Don't sleep! Keep watch till Tala kill ya!
Tug o' Bruster began shaking with rage, gripping his iron club even tighter and panting rapidly. Skipper tapped his shoulder, issuing a warning.
Don't even think of attacking a captive, matey! Or it'll be the last thing you ever do. Understand?
The Gowson Logalog blustered, lying loudly.
I wasn't thinking of attacking no beast, except that son of mine. Dashing off without his father's permission. No manners at all, these youngins.
Bisky had overheard the exchange. He murmured to Dwink and Humphrey.
If Dobble isn't at Redwall by the time we arrive there, we'll have to go and search for him.
Spingo stated flatly.
Aye, and I'll be coming with you, mate. But tell that old fry beast to save me lots of face scrub for when we gets back.
Humphrey chortled.
There's no arguing with you. Looks like you're included, miss.